This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Georgia State University has been celebrating their centenary all year long as enrollment grows and the campus expands further into downtown. We met up with Dr. Tim Crimmins, director of the Center for Neighborhood and Metropolitan Studies at the school, for a tour through GSU's first 100 years and a hint at their future as well. Dr. Crimmins, thank you once again for joining us for a little history adventure here. I have to ask, though, about where you have asked us to meet you. We're actually on the campus of Georgia Tech instead of Georgia State.
Georgia Tech has created a great research university here in the heart of Midtown, but it has also spawned another great university in the heart of downtown Atlanta, and that's Georgia State University, because in 1913, Georgia Tech decided to set up an evening school of commerce. And right here at Lyman Hall, in the heart of the oldest part of the Tech campus, in the basement in 1913, the original entity that became Georgia State University was established.
We step into the bursar's office in Lyman Hall. Now lined with offices and cubicles, there's little here that would suggest this was once the home of Georgia Tech's School of Commerce, basically a business degree program overseen by a man named Wayne Kell. And remember that name.
He's the one that helped establish the program of study here in the basement of Lyman Hall and operated the school until 1917.
Dr. Crimmins, I understand there's a strong connecting thread between this, Lyman Hall, our first stop, and our next stop. And for our next stop, we head from Midtown to downtown to the GSU campus.
That's, of course, where the Evening School of Commerce relocated in 1918. And it relocated to what was called Peachtree Arcade.
Peachtree Arcade was basically a shopping mall. Georgia Tech rented space for classrooms, and the school moved there for a few years. And indeed, the home for the School of Commerce would move around to several locations between 1918 and 1945.
The person who oversaw all of that was George Sparks.
Remember that name, too.
And George Sparks was president of Georgia State from 1928 to 1957.
Oh, quite a tenure.
He saw this transition from the Georgia Tech Evening School of Commerce into what was, for a little while, the university center of Georgia, and then it became the Atlanta division of the University of Georgia.
So GSU has at different times in its history been attached to two other major universities in the state, Tech and UGA. So they've developed a bit differently from the traditional college, one centrally located on a single campus. But the school did eventually settle into Kell Hall, named, of course, for the School of Commerce's founder, Wayne Kell.
We're standing now on Peachtree Center Avenue, looking across the street at Kell Hall. And in 1925, this was built as the Bowling Jones Building, which was a large parking deck.
You heard correctly. Kell Hall used to be a parking deck. Something that any student who has hauled an armload of books from floor to floor may have been able to guess.
They just did what was absolutely necessary to put classrooms in and left the ramps.
Exactly. And in the olden days, when schools had yearbooks, mm-hmm. when the students were looking for a name that was distinctive for the Georgia State University yearbook, they named it the Rampway.
The Rampway. So between 1913 and 1945, the school that would become Georgia State University was housed, among other places, in a basement, a shopping mall, and now a parking garage. The idea behind the gradual move into these nooks and crannies of downtown Atlanta was accessibility, since most students were office workers taking classes at night. Growth was slow until the GI Bill, a program that provided benefits for returning World War II veterans, including cash payments of tuition.
And so at the end of World War II, George Sparks saw the opportunity to provide evening classes for returning GIs. And there was a dramatic need for increase in classroom space, library, faculty offices. So for the cost of about $100,000, Kell Hall was renovated and transformed from the parking deck it had been for the previous 30 years into the campus of Georgia State University, all in one building.
So top to bottom, it was the entire school?
Correct. We're just about to leave Kell Hall and move into Sparks Hall.
Named, of course, for George Sparks.
And Sparks Hall represents an incredible transformation of the campus in several ways.
In a word, independence. No longer under the auspices of Georgia Tech or UGA.
But in 1955, it became the Georgia State College of Business Administration. And so this building was a tremendous addition to the university because it contained a purpose-built cafeteria, a purpose-built library, purpose-built classrooms, and the two buildings functioned as the core of the campus into the 1960s. And if we can move out the side door here from Sparks Hall onto the plaza.
The plaza is a multi-level courtyard surrounded by Sparks, Kell, Langdale Hall, and the library. We're just a block away from the traffic on Decatur Street on one side and the green space of Hurt Park on the other. But you'd never know it standing here. As it turns out, that kind of isolation was intentional.
In 1966, the university commissioned a master plan, and the concept behind it was called a platform campus. This plaza was to lift the university and its students up above the city. At the far end, you can see the Urban Life Building, and we created a huge urban studies program. Students were to come here to study the city, and it was to be a place where the city could be observed. So to a certain extent, we were to be apart from the city.
Yeah, from where we're standing in this plaza, we're walled in on all sides, well, by the walls of buildings. You really can't even see the true skyline of the city.
And the city can't see, to a certain extent, the vibrancy of Georgia State University, so that helped add to the invisibility of the university here in the downtown.
We walk down Hurt Plaza to the skyscraper surrounding Woodruff Park, the former SunTrust building rising 28 stories above us. Today, one would be hard-pressed to call Georgia State invisible.
Yes, it's because our campus is a part of the downtown, and because it's a part of the downtown, the students who live here and walk to classes are doing it in the historic heart of the city.
Some people jokingly say it's the school that ate downtown Atlanta.
Well, from the standpoint of downtown real estate, it's the school that saved downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's Georgia State that is occupying many of the business buildings, the skyscrapers that surround Woodruff Park where we are right now.
So, what began as a night school offering one course of study in a basement 100 years ago is now a university, which offers 55 undergraduate and graduate degree programs in more than 250 fields of study across 8 colleges and schools to more than 32,000 students. But if you want to see an example of GSU's growth, all you have to do is look up. Like I said, we're standing outside of one of the school's newest acquisitions, the old SunTrust building.
Right, and we're rebranding it as 25 Park Place and waiting for a donor whose name we can put on it. And for the right price, John, this can be Lemley Hall.
Oh, wow. I need to start doing some moonlighting then. So, Dr. Kremins, we're on the ninth floor of, what did you say this building was called again?
25 Park Place.
25 Park Place.
And this whole space here for the Department of Communication is an indication of how it is the university is going about moving into new space.
With a spectacular view of downtown Atlanta outside the window here, Dr. Kremins, we want to say thank you for a most spectacular history tour of Georgia State.
It's great to be with you again, John.
Thank you.